Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, September 21, 2006. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's our joy to share these messages of encouragement with podcast listeners each weekday morning. Today's message is titled Jars of Clay. The scripture text is from 2 Corinthians 4, verse 7.
But we have this treasure in jars of clay, to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us.
Yesterday I was coming home from a business meeting and saw a friend sitting out on the porch in front of his apartment, as he does on most days. Jimmy has a genetic disorder known as Tourette syndrome, a nervous condition that causes twitching and other involuntary muscle movements. He's had it all his life, and he's only a few years younger than I am. He also has several other afflictions, including diabetes, so he's had a rather hard life. I stopped and rolled down the window and asked, "How you doing, Jimmy?" and shared a word of encouragement with him. Jimmy has accepted the Lord, and we periodically attend a prayer meeting together. As I prepared to drive off, I said, "Jimmy, what are you?" And he immediately responded, "I am an overcomer." That's a spiritual concept I shared with him several years ago.
Well, we all have something wrong with us. Some have major and even prominent afflictions they deal with. Tourette syndrome is surely a very socially embarrassing affliction. Others have very minor ones. Esther can be embarrassed about her open heart, quote, zipper, the large scar that is a result of open heart surgeries, which was recently reopened for the operation she had several weeks ago in Boston. Well, I've had some afflictions, and Stephen has had some afflictions that have left lasting scars as well.
Today's verse uses a powerful image in describing our physical bodies. We have this treasure in jars of clay. The King James Version says earthen vessels. What an interesting description of the outer man formed from the dust of the earth. The image is that of frailness and temporality. Later in the chapter, Paul expresses assurance that, quote, though inwardly we are wasting away, yet, pardon me, Brooksine saying, no, I read that wrong, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. You want to look that up. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16.
The latter part of the verse expresses such a powerful purpose in these jars of clay. To show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. This is a wonderful reminder as we deal with our physical challenges, whatever form they may be. I know mine are relatively minor, as I consider so many of my brothers and sisters around the world, dear believers seeking to hold on to their faith in oppressive Islamic countries. Terrorism targeted at believers in Christ, persecuted believers who will give their lives today for their faith. This all-surpassing power is from God and not from us.
Remember that today, fellow believer, in regard to whatever you are dealing with. God is at work in the lives of believers all around the world to advance His glory. For, in another portion of a verse later in that chapter, the grace that is reaching more and more people is causing thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. May He work in each of our lives in these jars of clay today.
Let's pray together. Father, my body is outwardly decaying and moving toward death, since it is the law of nature to grow older, never younger. It is an irrefutable fact that this human body, due to its mortality and troubles of life, is decaying day by day. But for me as a believer, it is also an irrefutable fact that the human spirit is renewed and empowered day by day because of Christ's indwelling spirit. It is because of this wonderful assurance that I do not lose hope or give up my faith when adversity strikes. I am more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus, my Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Maxine, for sharing that prayer. Well, we write these messages, prepare them each morning from South Central Pennsylvania. We live in Lancaster County, a rural part of the state, although it's developing rapidly, but we still live out in the country. And it is an absolutely beautiful final day of summer today. Well, let me point out that Jimmy, who I referred to earlier in the story, has given me permission to share his story. He's a real overcomer. And if you go to the website today at www.dailyencouragement.net, there are a number of additional resources on the site, including a link to anyone that might be interested in that particular disorder known as Tourette syndrome. Also, I have a song today. The title of today's message is also the name of a popular Christian musical group. The name is based on this very passage, this very phrase, Jars of Clay. That's the name of the group. And I have a song of theirs up on the web. It's not a song on my site, but a song that you can click on and listen to if you'd like to. Brooksine's going to share an update now about Esther.
Well, before I do that, I'm going to have to make a correction for my husband today since he corrected me yesterday. Saturday is the first day of fall, so we have one more day of summer tomorrow.
That is correct. I was thinking the day was Friday.
Okay. Just didn't want you all to go and pull off your calendars off the wall and have to check that out. Our update on Esther. She had an x-ray yesterday, and the picture showed all the fluid to be gone that had accumulated on her right lung following surgery that she had 3 weeks ago in Boston. The doctor noted right away the positive changes in Esther from her appointment 2 weeks earlier. He could tell that she feels much better and has abundant energy, much more so than even before the operation. One of the changes that Esther is especially pleased with is the pacemaker now that she has is in the abdomen rather than the upper chest. When it was located in the chest for almost 4 years, it affected her range of motion in her shoulder, and her arm was uncomfortable, and she complained an awful lot about that. So she seems to be really comfortable with it in her abdomen now. Her incision is healing very nicely, except for the top inch of her zipper. The doctor prescribed some powerful cream that is usually used in hospitals, and I'm flushing the site and doctoring her twice a day now, and we expect that that will heal in the next 2 weeks, and certainly want it to, because it's a potentially infectious site that could cause some problems for her. Thank you so much for your interest and prayers on her behalf. We appreciate it.
Well, just a couple of other notes. Today, we placed a picture up of a lady named Edna, who's in the church. We're now on temporary assignment as an interim pastor. It's interesting, the neat people you meet out in the trenches serving Christ. Edna faithfully taught children in Sunday school and children's church for over 50 years. I suppose you know some people like Edna, and I encourage you to give them honor and give them thanks for their service for Christ. And would point out again, I placed it up for the first time yesterday, but I do have an online Daily Encouragement Net Bible Knowledge Test. It's a survey-type layout on the web. If you'd care to take it, there's a link to it from the website today or today's message if you listen to this podcast at a later date. Well, continue to stay faithful to Christ as we serve Him in these jars of clay. Be encouraged today.